WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Making it in the corporate world often requires mastering a new tongue, corporate speak. Our language commentator Jeffrey Nunberg has these thoughts.
A couple of weeks ago, the California Public Utilities Commission ordered the Pacific Bell Corporation to discontinue its leadership development training program. The program is nicknamed Croning after its developer, Charles Crone, a management consultant and a self-proclaimed disciple of the early 20th century mystic G.I. Gurdjieff. Croning has already been offered to thousands of employees at DuPont, Scott Paper, and Crown Zellerbach. In the course of being croned, it turns out, you have to learn to jettison large parts of your outmoded, low-tech English vocabulary. What used to be called agreement is now alignment. What used to be goals are now end-state visions. Agendas are now processes. You can get an idea of how all of this has affected the overall intellectual climate at Pac Bell from this excerpt from its 1987 business plan. Where individuals and teams are aligned with purpose and standards of achievement which provide them stretch and are given the free space to generate new capabilities, they gain personal growth and creativity. 15 years ago, you heard this kind of talk mostly from the people who accosted you in airline terminals. Nowadays, it's endemic in the field of corporate training, or as its practitioners call it, human resources development. In recent years, the corporate training people have taken up sensitivity training, transactional analysis, EST, and just about every other balmy fad to come down the pike. As a result, half the middle managers in America now sound as if they'd spent too much time in the hot tub. Take this excerpt from a recent ad for a corporate training program. Performax has the solution with Winning Lifestyles, a multifaceted wellness program designed to evaluate and suggest balanced improvements in all areas of wellness. What can be going through the minds of hard-headed executives when they buy into this linguistic shell game? It's as if they had decided that they won't be able to catch up with the Japanese until every ordinary English word has been replaced by a psychobabble equivalent, and every corporation has a language all its own. Already, executives at Crown Zellerbach are complaining that meetings held in the new Crone Talk are literally unintelligible to outsiders. In fact, Crone and his fellows would readily admit that this is exactly what they're after. They are out to create genuine corporate cultures so that when you go to work for Pac Bell or Crown Zellerbach, you can feel as if you're taking on a whole way of life. Creating a private vocabulary is an obvious step in the process. A secret language is the mark of every group that expects to command the emotional loyalty of its members, a religious cult, a motorcycle gang, even a simple teenage clique. Why is there so much of the old cults in the new corporate cultures? Thinking about this, I couldn't help recalling Max Weber, who wrote The Protestant Ethic and the Spirit of Capitalism 80 years ago. Defenders of the free market system like to say that the success of capitalism depends on nothing more than an appeal to the rational self-interest of the individual, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. But Weber argued that capitalism required a religious foundation, which is why it first emerged after the Reformation in Northern Europe. But the Protestant ethic has worn a little thin in modern America, and in any case, it was clearly better suited to societies of merchants and shopkeepers than to the vast corporations of the post-industrial world. The new economic man needs an ethic fit for him, so that he can feel the same attachment to Pac Bell that he once felt to the old family firm. That's where the corporate training consultants come in, with packaged spiritual renewal under their arms. Everything would be just fine if only the unspiritual folks at the Public Utilities Commission hadn't thrown a wet blanket over the whole affair. Good wellness to them all.
Language commentator Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist associated with the Center for the Study of Language and Information at Stanford University.